And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:35, up 16.5 on the open. September, 5:32.25, up 13.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5:45, up 17.5 on the open. September, 5:56, up 13.5. December, 5:69, up 12.5. March, 5:80.5, up 15.5 on the open. July corn opened at 3.94.5, up 12.5 on the open. September, $4, up 9.75. December, 4:02.25, up 10. March, 4:13.5, up 10.5. May, 4:19.5, up 9. July, 4:25.5, up 11.5. December, 2008, 4:15.5, up 8.75 on the open. July soybeans opened at 8:27, up 5.5 on the open. August, 8:34.5, up 5.5. September, 8:44, up 6.75. November, 8:58, up 3.5. January, 8:69, up 4.75. March, 8:76, up 6.5. May, 8:78, up 5. July, 8:89, up 7 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 2:29.30, up 3.10 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 2:29.50, up 2.80 on the open. July soybean oil opened at 35.40, up 3 on the open. August 35.65, up 5. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 107.35, down 85 on the open. September, 107.60, down 57.5. October, 107.60, down 60. November, 107.90, down 40 on the open. June live cattle opened at 89.55, down 17.5 on the open. August, 89.50, down 10. October, 93.10, down 12.5. December, 94.40, down 20 on the open. June live cattle opened at 72.95, up 7.5 on the open. July, 73.80, up 5. August, 73, down 37.5. October, 67.25, down 25 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 95 even, down 35 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get to the weather and what it is doing to the markets, let's at least briefly touch on the WASDE and crop production reports. The question I have for you, Kurt, when they come back and look at these reports, maybe again tomorrow or the next day, is there anything in them that might potentially set us up for something further down the road?
Well, first of all, I got to mention that I've had a lot of compliments on the guests you had on Commodity Week there over the weekend. A lot of the listeners I spoke to this morning was quite interested and glued to that, and they said that was one of the better ones you had, and they'd like to have him back sometime because they feel he was a real good guest. As far as reports this morning, USDA fine-tuned the old crop corn demand somewhat, and we found an extra 50 million bushels added to the supply-demand balance sheet. And so, therefore, that carried over to the new crop year. But as far as the supply-demand balance sheet goes, on the 07 production, not a great change domestically. On the world supply-demand balance sheet, there's some adjustments there. But those numbers are printed, and they are on the corner of the desk. They're not in the center of the desk right at the moment. What's in the center of the desk is the weather reports here, Dave.
And those weather reports are suggestive that at least here in the eastern Corn Belt, it may not rain till later next week.
Yeah, they've currently got the high-pressure ridge intact in through here. Moisture has been put on hold here for a while with some warmer temperatures. The fear in the trade is that the crop conditions could start to erode here as we start to see these warmer, drier conditions hit here the heart of the Corn Belt. These forecasts will change every 6 hours, so that's going to keep this market quite dynamic as we saw in last night's overnight trade.
Still, it's been a very impressive run-up today, double-digit increases in both wheat and corn. The beans lagging a little bit, I suspect, on what happened in the Malaysian palm oil market overnight, but it's hanging in there as well. The question is, what do traders do about it, and what do producers do about it?
That's a good question, because it is two entirely separate issues. As a producer, you use this up move to get some downside protection, such as put options, or be a scale-up seller, take advantage of these upside prices that we're seeing. But as a trader, it is entirely different. I know guys don't like to hear this, but the trend's up. The market does point higher here for a while. As a trader, you need to be long the marketplace with some type of stop protection or covered position in place with the idea that this corn could run to $5 and these beans could run to $10. If you're a producer, you're going, well, I'll just hang on to my cash grain. Well, there's high degree of risk. If we do get a rain, we could go down just as fast. So it's two entirely different situations with two entirely different outlooks.
Tommy Sheff was the independent floor trader that we talked to over the weekend on Commodity Week. If you haven't heard that show yet, still an opportunity to do so on our website at WILLAG.org. And Tommy was in the 5 and 10 camp, and I've got to wonder, how bullish do you think that traders at the Board of Trade are right now?
Well, the pit trade's probably not quite as bullish as the electronic guys were last night. Corn trade as much as 17 cents higher last night. The beans up over 25 cents. So we're probably seeing some commercial pricing coming into the grain pits. Everyone's got a little bit of a different opinion. But with this large demand base that we have in place and the uncertainty of production, it's kind of hard for a commodity trader to be short at the present time unless he's trying to buck the trend and be a contrarian.
So, all right, we're putting a very impressive run just about an hour into trade, a little less than an hour into trade. What do you think the upside potential is off of this? And more important, I suppose, where do we close today?
Well, that's a good question. We'll see what the midday weather maps show. You know, it's in the hands of the weatherman. You know, if rain stays out of the forecast, December corn should close above the $4 benchmark here today. You know, failure to close much above $4 suggests that, you know, we can back and fill. But a close above $4 opens the door to $4.50. In the soybean complex, $5.50 is sort of the key benchmark to stay above. As long as the November futures stay above $5.50, I think you got to shoot for $9 here over the near term.
And the wheat, and remember, harvest is picking up, and yet here we are at contract highs.
Basically, we're going to see a contra-seasonal move in the wheat. That's well intact. They saw some lower production numbers. Wheat demand's picking up. But once again, the main focus is wheat is weather, not only here domestic-wise, but international-wise. China continues to be dry. The Ukraine continues to be dry. And their forecast is dry for the next 10 days.
I suppose if you were looking at some of the numbers closely, You probably were looking at some of those international numbers and trying to figure out what was going on. And the one that really caught my eye, as you alluded to, FSU 12 wheat, now projected for the 2007-08 crop at 84.59 million metric tons, down from 91.89 last month.
When you look at the overall world supply-demand balance sheet, you can go country to country and see some problems. Corn world ending stocks is the tightest in over 25 years. World wheat ending stocks, you got to go clear back to the 70s there. USDA did confirm a tighter corn and wheat situation this coming year. Then a big drop was in the Bing World carryout. Last year we were over 63 million metric tons, and that's going to drop down to 54. That's still huge, but with the large demand base we have, that's a real tight stocks-to-use ratio.
So before I let you go, any other advice today for producers?
Well, from a producer's point of view, these put options is probably a way to go to put a floor and you leave your upside open. So if corn goes on up to $5 and these beans up to $10, you can turn around and sell some cash at some higher levels. As a trader, though, you need to be jumping in and have some type of a positive outlook here for the next month or two.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. July wheat, 538 up 19.5. September, 550 up 17.75. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 547.5 up 20. September, 562 up 19.5. December, 574.5 up 18. July corn, 394.75 up 12.75. September, 402.25 up 12. December, 403 up 10.75. July beans, 832 up 10.5. August, 838.5 up 9.5. November, 863.5 up 9. July soybean meal, 231.50 up 5.30. July soybean oil, 35.25 down 12. At the Merck August feeders, 107.15 down 105. June live cattle, 89.65 down 7.5. June lean hogs, 72.75 down 12.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.